Escape pod ready.
No, escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1941, the first automatic computing machine was switched on in Berlin. Designed by Konrad Zuse, the Z3 computer was the first working programmable computer in the world. It was used for aeronautical research until it was destroyed in an Allied bombing raid in 1943. In 2002, the last vestiges of the Soviet space shuttle program were buried, literally, in a hangar collapse that claimed the lives of several workers trying to refurbish the hangar. The collapse destroyed Buran, the only Soviet space shuttle to reach orbit. Born today in 1903, actor Wilfred Hyde White, who played Dr. Goodfellow in the second season of Buck Rogers.
Oh, there you are. Good morning, good morning. Oh, good morning, my dear Colonel. You look beautiful. How are you?
Fine, Dr. Goodfellow. Yes, how are you doing?
Where's little Tweaky? Little Tweaky, oh, yeah.
Good morning, Dr. Goodfellow. Why don't you take my pulse?
Oh, dear me. Oh dear, I wish I could. You haven't got one, you know.
In 1950, actor Bruce Boxleitner was born, the star of two franchises renowned for groundbreaking computer graphics, Tron and Babylon 5.
You are a user. And everything you've done has been according to a plan, right?
Well, you guys know what it's like. You just keep doing what it looks like you're supposed to be doing, no matter how crazy it seems.
And that's the way it is for programs, yes.
I hate to disappoint you, pal, but most of the time that's the way it is for users, too.
Stranger.
In 1968, comedian Catherine Tate was born. She jumped aboard the TARDIS for the Doctor Who Christmas special The Runaway Bride in 2006, returning as Donna for the entire 2008 season.
What is it?
We don't know.
Oh, thanks.
It feeds off time. By changing time, by making someone's life take a different turn, like meetings never made.
But I never did it. Anything important?
Yeah, you did. One day, that thing made you turn right instead of left.
Wait, what's that?
Oh, you wouldn't remember. It's the most ordinary day in the world. But by turning right, you never met the doctor, and the whole world just changed around you.
And in 1992, Malcolm David Kelly, who played Walt on Lost, was born. In 1999, Captain Janeway went back to the future.
The time ship relativity.
We need your help.
This 7 of 9 stopped Braxton, but she created several temporal incursions along the way. Needless to say, we need to clean up the timeline.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. I'm going back in time to stop Braxton. But you already have him.
And there's a third one in our brig. I arrested him earlier today. But don't worry. They'll all be reintegrated in time for the trial.
All right. Let's get started before my headache gets any worse.
As Star Trek Voyager gave fans a fleeting glimpse of the future Federation in the time-twisting episode Relativity. And in 1973, Doctor Who thwarted yet another Dalek invasion.
Let's get out of here.
The ice volcano!
Sections not possible. Controls not responding. Total power source failure. Sensors register ice now advancing through upper levels. Advise Supreme Command that our attack force is totally demobilized and that we are the only survivors.
Wrapping up a 12-week storyline in part 6 of Planet of the Daleks. You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing, prone seeker. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and prone to spiral pain.